There are many, many prophecies concerning Jesus the Messiah that prove he was indeed the one and only Messiah of God. And in this short three-part series, they cannot all be told. Please take some time and navigate to the prophecy and fulfillment page. There are more listed there that can be looked up and read. One of the most graphic and chilling prophecies that is contained in the book of the Old Testament is that of his crucifixion and death. And you can find it in the 22nd Psalms. I'm not going to read the whole prophecy. I'm just going to go ahead and focus in on some points here. And I'm going to read from, starting from Psalms 22 and verse 16, where it reads, "For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part all my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture." Here in this prophecy, we can see the vision of a man who is suffering terribly. His hands, his feet have been pierced, and how that his garments have been taken and cast lots for. We can find the fulfilling of this prophecy in the book of Mark, which is in the New Testament, starting in chapter 15 and verse 14, where Pilate said to Jesus, just before he crucified him, "Then Pilate said unto them, Why, what evil hath he done? And they cried out more exceedingly, Crucify him." Now this is the Roman Empire here, and a form of death that they implemented was called crucifixion. And they would take and nail a person to a cross, a wooden cross, and they would pierce their hands and their feet. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified, to be taken and nailed literally to a cross, piercing his hands and his feet. And the soldiers led him away into the hall and called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees they worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. There again, we can see that he was indeed crucified, pierced through his hands and his feet, as was prophesied in Psalms 22. The second part of the fulfilling of it is down farther in verse 24 there in Mark 15, where it says, "And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them what every man should take." These chilling details of his death were prophesied and recorded about 1,000 years before they took place. The Bible, as mentioned before, is not a book that someone just sat down and decided to write. It was also written to reveal who we are and that this world is not all that there is. This has been the mystery of God's creation that even his angels have desired to know. God chose to reveal this mystery, which is the plan he made for mankind before he even created them, through Jesus, his Messiah. There was another prophet of God named Daniel who lived about 500 years before the Messiah. He was a unique prophet in that he was captured and enslaved by King Nebuchadnezzar of the Babylonian Empire. And then he became a slave to the conqueror of the Babylonian Empire, Darius, king of the Persian Empire. Very unique indeed. These empires, these facts are also recorded historical and archaeological facts. The prophecy that we're going to focus in on that Daniel prophesied is that God would give his Messiah an everlasting kingdom, and that people from all nations would be a part of it. And we can find that in Daniel chapter 17, verses 13 to 14. And Daniel, again, is in the Old Testament portion of the book called the Bible. And in Daniel 7:13-14, we can read, "I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him a dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed." So we see here in this prophecy that Jesus brought before the Ancient of Days, God, and he was given dominion and glory and a kingdom. And the unique thing about this kingdom prophesied is that it's going to include all peoples, nations, and languages. And that's unique. Daniel was a Jew, and the Jews were the only people that had the Word of God at this time. But now we find that the Messiah was going to have a kingdom that would include all nations, all peoples. And we can find that that was indeed fulfilled. And it's recorded by Matthew, the Apostle Matthew, in his book in the New Testament. And I'm going to read from the 28th chapter, starting from verse 18 on down through 20. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Here, if you read above and below, you'll find that Jesus has resurrected here in Matthew 28. He's speaking to his apostles, and he's telling them to go and to teach all nations. He's gathering all nations into that kingdom, as was prophesied about 500 years before it happened. And by a prophet who had been captured and carried away into other nations. Very, very unique indeed. The second part of it that we see there, Daniel tells us about, is that it's going to be an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom will not be destroyed. And the second part of that we can see was also fulfilled, and that the Messiah gives us a little understanding of that. And I'm going to read from the book of John. John was also an apostle of the Messiah. And I'm going to be reading from the 18th chapter, verses 33 through 36. Again, here at the crucifixion of Jesus, Pilate, again a governor of the Roman Empire. "Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? And Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence," which is an old English word meaning here, not from here. It is not of this world. A kingdom that cannot be destroyed, a kingdom that was everlasting. You know, there have been and still are many different beliefs concerning the kingdom of the Messiah. The answer to the question of which one is correct can only be found in the words that the Messiah spoke when he was here upon this earth. The words he spoke while on this earth were recorded by his chosen apostles and commonly referred to as the gospel. The term gospel is simply referring to the good message that the Messiah delivered to mankind. The next series will be devoted to providing and examining the information he revealed on the kingdom.